show customers.
If this show is good, please leave an Apple Podcast for my mama.
Today's show is being sponsored by Button Up Photos. The next time you want to have some excitement at your next event, please give us a try. Again, that is buttonupphotos.com. Hey, friends. I hope you're all doing wonderful today. If you hear a little background noise and you think you hear a tractor, that's absolutely what you hear. I do live on a farm, and there's a little gardening work transpiring in the background, and I have all the windows open today, so please excuse the background sounds. Today we're going to talk about internal organization practices and why that's important in your business. So some people are top-notch when it comes to organization, and others are a little scattered, while others are just completely chaotic. And obviously, it's going to be more beneficial to you as a business owner if you are extremely organized within your business. I'm often accused of being a little too picky when it comes to, for example, the way files are named and the way we go to business and that sort of thing. I want everything uniform. I want things presented exactly the same. I don't want clients, if they speak to me or if they speak to one of my team members, I don't want them to receive a different response. I don't want them to hear a different message. I want everything to be exactly the same and consistent. There's a reason for that. Customers deserve to feel as though they're speaking with the owner, no matter who they're speaking to. And within your business, it should be, the message should be so consistent that everyone understands that same message. And it should be to the point that customers shouldn't be hearing a different message from one person to the next. So that's one of the things within an organization when it comes to internal organizational practices that's important is being consistent in the messages that you're presenting to the clients. And that goes from everything from when you're presenting to sale, to the service that you're providing, the way you're providing that service, right down to the files that you're saving within your system and the proposals that you're presenting to the clients. They should all be extremely consistent. Recently, I worked with a client and I received feedback that one of their customers were complaining, and the biggest complaint was everything they got from this client was inconsistent. One time they would get a proposal from the client that was named a certain way. The next time they got it was named a different way. And the next time it would be yet a different way. The format was different every time. It was unclear. They couldn't tell what it was that the client was proposing for the work. And incidentally, they were actually considering utilizing a totally different provider just because the rep within that organization was so inconsistent with what they were presenting. It caused problems for their customer. It also caused problems for the organization, both organizations. And sadly, their particular rep never realized that they were really the problem. And even when it was explained to them that they were the problem, they still didn't realize that they were really the problem. So this is something that you as a business owner, you have to get on top of. You have to pay close attention to what's going on, and you have to be able to communicate with your team members well enough and clear enough. And if you can't get them to conform to the way you need things done, then those are team members that you probably either need to find something else for them to do, or you need to remove them from your organization because they're, in essence, they're going to hurt your business and they're going to hurt your clients. So they're not going to be beneficial to you, at least in that capacity. People wonder why I'm so picky about the way files are named. If they're not named consistently the same every time and you start looking for something, somebody's out, and you need to find a file, and it's named differently this time than it was last time, or Susie names them different, than Johnny names the files, and Sarah names them entirely a different way, then how do you go about finding those files rapidly and caring for your clients? Once again, your client suffers, your business suffers, and you're catering to employees' poor behaviors by not making them be consistent with their naming. So as a business owner, you should establish the way you want your files named. It should be laid out very specific in the way you want them named, the folders you want them to go into, the way you want them filed, and you should have a backup of all of those files so at all times. So you can't have an employee try to do something that is harmful for the business. All of the documents are consistently being backed up, and there's not a way for them to capture those files and you know, jeopardize your business or your customers in the process. So those are just a few things that I was thinking about today that I thought I'd bring out. You also should be sure that the same processes are followed when it comes to scheduling and same type of thing. So just a couple of points I wanted to make today, and I hope this helps you in some way in your business. Have a great day, friends. I hope this show blesses you in some way today, and have a wonderful day and enjoy your iced tea.
If this show is good, please leave an Apple Podcast for my mama.